And you may have been surprised, like many, to hear that just a 24-year-old star rookie for the 49ers retired yesterday. He says...
Not the first.
He is not the first.
No.
And so we're going to talk about these people retiring, young people retiring from the NFL early because of health concerns, concussions specifically. And then also talk about what does that mean for our kids who are playing sports, who are playing contact sports. And we talk about the fear of concussion a lot, but... What can we do to help protect our kids from that? And should they really even be playing contact sports at a young age? We have a local neurologist who gives us a definitive kind of age when they believe it's okay.
You think about that decision. Play football, get all the notoriety and the money that comes along with that. Play for a few years. I mean, an NFL career is not that long.
You invest wisely?
And take the risk or say... You know what? My long-term health is much more important. I'm not willing to take that risk. And so I'm going to throw all that other stuff away.
Chris Borland, like I said, retired yesterday, 24 years old. Jason Worlds, top linebacker for the Steelers, retired last week, 27. Jake Locker, starting quarterback for the Titans, also retired this month. He's 26. Now, to be clear, World said he was going to devote more time to his religion. But Borland specifically said... This was his quote. He said that he had talked to family members, concussion researchers, friends, and current and former teammates, and studied the relationship between football and neurodegenerative diseases. He said, "I just honestly want to do what's best for my health. I don't think it's worth the risk."
Wow.
Now, mind you, he hasn't been diagnosed with a concussion during the season, but I guess he took a pretty bad hit during training. During training and played through it because he wanted to make the team. And so he was concerned. He said after the season, he talked with these researchers who shared some staggering data with him about the risk of head injuries in pro football. Now, mind you, the NFL is saying football has never been safer. We continue to make progress with changes about safer tackling techniques. And they note that concussions in NFL games were down 25% last year. And they said we're seeing a growing culture of safety.
We've also seen a lot of players wearing those helmets that you looked at from Riddell, right? That have those sensors built in. We're seeing professional and college players wear those.
So I think
you're getting
true.
A lot of technology, a lot of real-time tracking to be able to assess these things. My question is, why isn't there padding on the outside of the football helmet?
That would be a
Doesn't
different
that seem
game.
Like it makes sense, like just like 3 inches of padding on the outside, too, padding on the inside, then a hard layer, and then padding on the outside. It would look pretty funny, but doesn't that seem to make a little more sense?
Well, this is the question that so many parents have to deal with when they're considering whether or not their kids are going to play contact sports. And we, you know, football kind of gets a bad rap here, but we're not just talking about football. And we've talked to some experts about this. And one is Lisa Walker. She is on the Utah High School Athletic Association board. Actually, Doug Wright spoke with her earlier today. And she said that, you know, football is in the spotlight here, but that is not the only sport that's dangerous.
I hate to see people take it and say, don't play a certain sport because these are the what ifs. Because those what-ifs can happen, you know, driving down the freeway. So I hate to see football become the bad guy.
I like that. I like that. Let's have level heads here when we think about it. Football's not the only sport here. And it's soccer. Soccer's huge. You have a soccer player.
No.
Lacrosse. And but soccer and cheerleading pose some really serious risks. And one thing that Borland talked about was CTE, this early dementia, that we're seeing in a lot of NFL players. And what that is you just can't function independently. It changes your personality. And so we thought we need to check in with Dr. Ann Russo. She is a clinical neuropsychologist at Tosh, the sports concussion clinic. And she said that everyone engaging in a contact sport is at risk for long-term injuries, even if they seem okay.
You may show a good recovery now. You may not have problems in the immediate aftermath of the event, but there is no way to predict how it's going to impact your brain later on. And you are talking about that part of a human being that makes us a human being, that allows us to be ourselves, and you're playing with fire every time you risk having a concussion.
And here are some more strong words from Dr. Russo. She said there is research from Boston University that shows there is an inherent risk for long-term brain injuries for kids playing contact sports if they're under the age of 14.
The person might have more difficulty recovering initially or is at higher risk for developing problems in the future. And there have been multiple cases now where young athletes, 17, 18, 19 years old, have had autopsies of their brains done and they've shown signs of chronic traumatic encephalomalacia, the CTE that everyone is worried about.
And so what can we do about this? Well, she said that if you do want to learn a contact sport, or your kid does, first learn it without the risk of contact.
I've talked with an NFL player, and one of his greatest concerns was that our athletes aren't taught, again, the essentials of the game. There are people out there running drill after drill after drill to practice learning how to take really good hits, which that shouldn't be where the focus is. So the better you are at knowing how to play the game safely, that's probably the only thing you can really do to help yourself.
Learn how to play your contact sport safely.
I have an issue. This is
Jay has his hand raised
to bring it up. Boys lacrosse.
Yeah.
They wear helmets. They wear padding, upper body padding. They are completely padded. And they beat each other to death. Watching this sport, it is brutal. For some reason, in their wisdom, when they design girls lacrosse, no helmets, no padding, and they don't let them breathe on each other. But they're all going after a ball with these sticks. So, for example, St. George tournament, my daughter picks up a ball and starts running full blast, and a girl is coming at her full blast, and they connect head to head. That girl gets knocked out cold. My daughter, fortunately, okay, it hit her little mask. But that's all that they wear, and I am concerned and confused as to why they wouldn't just take the girls in girls lacrosse and throw them in the helmets and the pads and let them have just as much fun as the boys.
Oh, Jay.
They would be safer,
you
and they'd be able to beat each other up.
Girls can't hit hard.
You haven't met my daughter.